158-year-old South American postage stamps become the most expensive ever, selling for more than 10 million Australian dollars. An anonymous bidder bought the stamp issued in the British colony of Guyana. Its list of previous owners includes a nobleman, an industrialist, a murderer, and an Australian Gallipoli veteran. Stamp collectors and dealers in Australia were among those eagerly watching as the tiny speck of paper went under the hammer in New York. Simon Fraser reports.
The stamp from British Guyana was printed on a newspaper's presses in 1856 to cover until fresh supplies arrived from Britain. 17 years later, a Scottish schoolboy living in the colony found the stamp among his uncle's papers. It's not much to look at to the untrained eye, but Sydney stamp dealer Glenn Stevens says its value lies in its uniqueness.
A black on magenta, which is sort of a very shiny pink paper, and it has the corners snipped off. The schoolboy who found it snipped the corners off family correspondence. So in terms of stamp desirability, it's about 1 out of 10 to sort of have a faded stamp with the corners snipped off. But when you've got the one of something, that's what people want. Its kilogram value is $350 billion a kilogram.
It's just the fourth time the stamp's been sold at auction, setting a new world record each time.
The previous record is $2.5 million for a Swedish stamp that's been on and off the auction block a couple of times, the Treskilling yellow from Sweden, but this is so far above that, it's, you know, leaves it in its dust.
I understand that's also a one-of-a-kind stamp, though. What is the difference that makes this one worth so much more than that one?
Well, why is a Mona Lisa worth more than a unique Brett Whiteley or a unique Norman Lindsay? One's the Mona Lisa and one isn't.
Passing hands from a European nobleman to a Berlin museum, the stamp was seized by the French at the end of World War I before being sold to an American industrialist.
Arthur Hind, who was a US industrialist in New York, who famously was shown another copy of it after he bought it and decided he'd pay the guy the money, lit a cigar, burnt the stamp in front of the guy and said, I still own the only ones.
Frederick Small, a US-based Australian who fought at Gallipoli on the 25th of April 1915, then bought the stamp privately from Arthur Hind's widow in 1940.
He served in the first Anzac Day landing on April the 25th. So he enlisted in September 14, went to the Gallipoli Peninsula, he was wounded and got a citation for the French Cross de Guerre, was discharged from Gallipoli and sent back to Australia to recuperate. On recovery, he re-enlisted and travelled 10,000 miles back to London and re-enlisted in the engineers.
Glenn Stevens says Australian stamp lovers were astounded when the veteran's past ownership emerged.
He swore his agent to secrecy. The person he bought it through was Finbar Kenny, who ran the Macy's department store stamp department, so he was the intermediary that bought it off Arthur Hind's widow in 1940, and Kenny was sworn to secrecy as to who the buyer was, and his wife allegedly didn't even know he owned it for 30 years.
Most recently, the stamp belonged to American millionaire and convicted murderer John DuPont, who died in a Pennsylvania prison more than 3 years ago. The speculation has already begun about who the new owner may be and when the precious stamp will next appear in public.
This is the only stamp that Queen Elizabeth doesn't have in her collection of British Commonwealth stamps. The Royal Stamp Collection in London has every single stamp issued by every British Commonwealth country, mainly because George V was a mad stamp collector and made sure he got them all. But this is the only one that she didn't have, and there was quite a lot of thought that she may be in the market to buy it. And, you know, seeing the buyer was nominated as anonymous, it may well be that it's gone to the Royal Collection.
Sydney stamp dealer Glenn Stevens speaking to Simon Fraser.